Ak, Twitter targeting neo-Nazis and violent insurrectionists. By Hannah Blow on January 11, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, responded to a complaint from former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who noted she had lost tens of thousands of Twitter followers as the social media platform began cracking down on accounts and removing President Trump's, contending the platform is simply targeting neo-Nazis and violent insurrectionists. Sanders responded to a January 9 tweet from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who posted a screenshot showing prominent members of the GOP losing thousands of followers as President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, gained thousands. "This is how you create an echo chamber," he said, prompting a response from Sanders, who noted she, too, had lost 50K-plus followers this week. However, Ocasio-Cortez took issue with Sanders' remark, offering her some free advice on Sunday. "Free advice: if you are losing tens of thousands of followers the moment Twitter starts taking down neo-Nazis and violent insurrectionists, maybe don't advertise that," the New York lawmaker remarked, accusing Sanders of supporting a coupist. "Also, maybe people are unfollowing you out of disgust for your support of a coupist BC. They care about our country," she added. The remark comes as lawmakers, predominantly Democrats, continue to blame President Trump for the chaos that descended upon the U.S. Capitol last week as Congress gathered to certify the electoral votes. Twitter ultimately deplatformed President Trump, removing his personal account, which he has used to speak directly to the American people over the past 4 years. Pelosi has since issued an ultimatum to Vice President Mike Pence, calling on him to activate the 25th Amendment. If not, the Speaker said the House will proceed with an impeachment resolution. In a letter to her Democrat colleagues, Pelosi said lawmakers will act with urgency because Trump represents an imminent threat to both the Constitution and our democracy.